on your face and a skip in your step when you're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Great place to go at the end of the week when you've just had enough or heard too much news or just worn out from the work week. Nice, refreshing way to start the weekend and get something done around the house at the same time. Get to a couple emails here that came in to rosieonthehouse.com and the contact us, ask Rosie form. Alexandria has tried every type of weed killer, John Jay. She said she's been to every different type of store, bought every different brand, and cannot get them under control. In fact, last weekend, they weeded and sprayed and still got fined by the Homeowners Association. And she's looking for some help. Rock landscape in the front, so you know it's hard to get to the root because you got to push all the rock out of the way, get down low when you pull, and a lot of times you just break it off and they grow right back. What do you think?
She's doing something wrong. I would have to think. You know, putting it on too lightly, not mixing it right. I mean, there are plenty of good. If she's got rock, you can use something with glyphosate, which is the old Roundup active ingredient, systemic herbicide, kills roots and all. Now it's slow, especially when it's cooler, because it has to be taken in by the plant, go clear to the root system and kill, you know, kind of on its way back up. But, so it's a slow process. But if you mix it right, apply it right, put enough on when you do it, should be fine. If she's got rock, though, what she really needs to do is a couple times a year use a pre-emergent of some kind. And that would really solve her issues. Again, though, it's got to be applied at the proper rate and often enough and usually on the product, it will tell you if you want 3 months control, apply this much. If you want 6 months control, apply this much. So from 3 to 6 months, depending on how you mix it or use it, it does work. There's plenty of people that use it and work. So I would guess that there's just something they're not doing quite right.
And if you just get tired and fed up and you need to call in some heavy hitters, just this week, there's a company that made it through the Rosie on the House screening process I think might be able to help. Scottsdale Weed and Fertilizer Company. Think they might be able to do something about that?
I bet they have a solution.
Uh-huh. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. Select your region at Phoenix. Go to Weed Control. Ruben writes in and says, what do I need to wait for in this lawn transition from winter rye to summer Bermuda? Do I take the temperature? Do I wait for the wind to blow? Do I look for white-winged doves? What's my telltale sign here?
Well, usually about mid-April, what I like to start doing is mowing my ryegrass a little shorter. So every week, take it down a notch, because more than likely, you're mowing your ryegrass a lot higher than you would mow your Bermuda grass. So start taking it down. And just that process, coupled with the increase in the higher temperatures, will start burning it up. And then when, you know, we get into May and you start getting maybe a upper to high 90s, maybe a 100-degree day or two, take it on down, mow it at your final Bermuda grass mowing height. Some people like to turn the water off for a week or two. You don't generally need to do that if you mow it short enough. And then sometime in mid-May, go ahead and dethatch. And that usually will finally get rid of the last of the ryegrass. It can become a difficult situation if we stay cooler. And I pray that ryegrass lives till about July, quite frankly. That just means we're staying cooler.
But then you got to go dethatch when it's 120.
if it stays cool through May, I don't care.
You don't care. Fair enough. We have Arbor Day coming up next week.
Right. Next Friday is Arbor Day. Celebrate by planting a tree. You can get a free little desert willow start from the city of Scottsdale if you go to the Old Town Farmers Market today till 1 o'clock.
Till 1 o'clock.
Get out to the nursery. They got lots of great suggestions on different trees. And just make sure that you get the right advice and plant the right tree in the right place at the right time. And there's lots of options for trees. You want a flowering tree. If we got chastised for not recommending fruiting trees. There's things that produce fruit, flowers, shade. There's a lot of great reasons to plant trees. And just make sure that it's in the right place for what you need and your desires and your dreams for your landscape.
It's a short flowering time, but this year was the first year I've had peach trees and the bloom. Man, well,
they're fabulous.
That peach bloom
even
is incredible.
Even if they don't produce any fruit, it's a beautiful flowering tree. It really is.
It's a very short window of time that it stayed flower, but it's right out my master bathroom window. Mm-hmm. So every morning brushing teeth and combing what hair I have left and, you know, getting ready for the morning and just seeing that beautiful pink bloom. It was, that was a lot of fun. I felt like I'd actually accomplished something by planting it.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of cool flowering trees, these new desert willows that have fragrance and they don't have seeds, the timeless beauty, and are great. Of course, I know they have a bad name, but have you seen how pretty the oleanders are right now? An oleander makes a great small flowering tree if you grow it up as a tree as opposed to a big bush. So there's just a ton of great options if you want color and shade and a tree.
And talk about drought tolerant and hard to kill off oleanders.
Yes, they are. So
if you don't have a green thumb, that I think that plant was put on earth for everyone and, that God knew wasn't going to have a green thumb.
Yeah, and the key is don't just stand there.
Plant something.
All right.
That wraps up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.